Good morning, everyone. I'm sitting here in Redcar in northeast England. It's not quite as warm here as it's in some of the parts of Europe, but it's pleasant, and we're at the seaside, so we get breezes. I've started thinking about things that were said, particularly by myself, during the recent IESS conference. People may have been surprised at how vehement I was about decrying those who talk about spirituality. And you may wonder whether I'm one of those people who's just never got it. Well, the truth is that until I was in my mid-20s, I was what is known as a high Anglican, which is the kind of Anglican that is aware of the intellectual side of Christianity, because that's what I'd learned at school and from the local church that I went to. And in fact, my former wife and I, Helen, took our marriage so seriously that we went to a church where the congregation actually sang the whole service along with the choir. And indeed, it was someone who was later my wife's brother-in-law who conducted the service. So I did have a religious background in that sense, and I also attended a school where we were first in comparative religion. This was something which was just starting in the UK as part of the General Studies programme, and we were a pilot school. So I was aware of many faiths, even as a young man. And while I was in university, I became involved with the Baha'i faith people because I was interested in the United Nations, which seemed to share some Baha'i principles and ethics. So that is my background until then. I also read extensively in comparative religion about Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism, and so on and so forth, as well as the different traditions within Christianity. So I was familiar with that. And then I started being that I didn't really follow the faith that much in my later 20s, and I went to live in South America, and I observed the impact of Catholicism on that society and how desperately poor people often made great sacrifices to do with their religion, and that basically they got no real support from the church at all. Later, I worked in countries which were Islamic, but which also had substantial Hindu, Buddhist, and other faith minorities. And I worked with colleagues who shared these faiths, and I talked to them about my beliefs and their beliefs. So I'm not unfamiliar with the world of Buddhism, such as Cambodia, with the world of Hinduism, such as parts of Malaysia, Islam, and so on. So what else do I now think? Well, I think that if people read Peter Corning's work on synergy, they'll realize that some of the things which people ascribe to spirituality are, in my view, as a result of certain things coming together. That is to say, if you happen to be in a beautiful place on a beautiful day, like standing on the top of a mountain or by the side of a lake, and you feel a special sense of awe, then that's what people think of as spirituality. I just think that's the synergy of the situation. And it depends how you arrived there and what else is on your mind and who you're with and so on. But you could have a sense that there's more going on than is just there. And I would just put that down to synergy. And I'd like to really thank Peter Corning for being our president in the year 2000 and for bringing this whole field to my notice. In addition to that, I'd like to mention Karen Armstrong's work. Karen Armstrong is formerly in the religious order herself, and then she's written extensively on many faiths. And I have recommended a recent book by her when I emailed people about the impact of the natural world on her thinking. So where are we now? Well, where we are now, I think, is very much in the mark of Janet McNamara-Mills' work and her colleagues about learning from Indigenous peoples. Now, of course, they subscribe to spirituality, and I've worked in the South Pacific where people consider that there are spirits in practically anything, from rocks and so on and so forth. And I don't decry these faiths. I don't decry that hint. I just think that we as scientists are not about that. If we want to have a private faith and spend our time doing certain things, and certainly I'm not against rituals at certain times in people's lives, like christening, marriage, birth, death, and so on. But I do feel that trying to explain things through that, or explain our experiences and believe that there's something more going on than just it's our personal experience arising from synergy, as I've suggested always, I feel that that is at very least inappropriate, and that people should actually get out there, explore the natural world, have greater impact on the world itself, spend more time with people from different backgrounds, particularly those who just get on with their everyday work, whether they be working on the transport system, in the health system, in the education system, or wherever, in manufacturing services and so on. So that was what I would suggest. That's what we should do. That's what I think ISSS should be about. And I think that if you take into account the work on Indigenous societies and their wisdom and knowledge, and the work of Peter Corning, and the work of Karen Armstrong, you can arrive at similar solutions. Me. Thank you. Bye.